USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Concerns growing over the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Georgia on Friday temporarily shuts down a site where the J&J vaccine is being administered. That's because eight people who got their shots there got sick. USC Professor of Medicine David Agus on CBS News.
This is, you know, a really potent vaccine. And what we're seeing is some of those potency relating in a very rare side effect that we just have to be aware of.
Georgia now the third state to pause giving out the J&J vaccine due to side effects among some recipients. North Carolina and Colorado, the others. In the European Union, the J&J vaccine possibly linked to four serious cases of blood clots, including one death. Regulators conducting a review. Johnson & Johnson says at this point there's no proof the vaccine is responsible for the blood clots. Meanwhile, J&J will be sending 86% fewer vaccine doses next week nationwide. The reason? Contamination in a Baltimore lab where the doses are being manufactured. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Medical experts taking the stand Friday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd. Dr. Andrew Baker, the chief medical examiner in Hennepin County, where Minneapolis is located. Baker testifying for the prosecution, explaining how Chauvin's action caused an adrenaline spike that led to Floyd's death.
And what that adrenaline is going to do is it's going to ask your heart to beat faster. It's going to ask your body for more oxygen so that you can get through that altercation. And in my opinion, the law enforcement subdual restraint and the neck compression was just more than Mr. Floyd could take.
Under cross-examination, Baker says Floyd's pre-existing medical conditions, including heart disease, played a role in his death, but Baker says they were not a direct cause. Congressman Matt Gaetz under more scrutiny. The House Ethics Committee announcing Friday it's now investigating the Florida Republican. This coming after the New York Times reports the Justice Department is investigating Gaetz for sex trafficking, paying women for sex, and having sex with an underage girl. Gaetz denies all of it. No charges have been filed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Changes might be coming to the Supreme Court. Here's Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court. People will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
The panel will be led by Bob Bauer, who served as White House counsel for former President Barack Obama and is also a fan of term limits for Supreme Court justices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth's husband, Prince Philip, has passed away at age 99. Here's Wendy King.
The Duke of Edinburgh died after spending weeks in London hospitals and undergoing an unspecified heart procedure on March 4th for a pre-existing condition. In a statement, Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness Prince Philip." In a statement, President Biden said, "On behalf of all the people of the United States, we send our deepest condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the entire royal family, and all of the people of the United Kingdom." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.